All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Helping the Hotties. So don't make this hard for me, but yes, DP normally does this one, but because I have no idea what's going on with him, we're just going to continue like I've got to, right? You guys enjoy helping the hotties, and we'll continue helping the hotties. And since he's not here, I'm doing this on joystick also, so, you know, I don't have to worry about any kind of clearance or anything. So it's just me, as normal. All right, let's continue. Casually, Belle walks towards the cabin.
Where were we? Ah, yes. I think I've said all there is to say. Ugh.
Reluctantly, Naomi and Violet start stripping. Can I do an auto on this? Seeing several beautiful girls strip in front of you leaves you speechless. You feel the blood rushing to your nether region. Just think about the horrible consequences if they notice you're hard on right now, Grim. Remember the time you farted in the dean's office? Funny, yet deeply embarrassing. Yeah, that'll do. Grim! Huh? Yeah?
Walk around the girls and check them out. I want to make sure they aren't hiding anything.
Of course, like I haven't checked them out too much already. You, along with Eve, approach the girls. Walking around them, you check if they're hiding anything while Eve starts patting them down.
Oh, my hands are cold.
So
young and pretty. I'm kind of jealous. I'm sure getting an eyeful right about now. I know it's uncomfortable, girls, but I assure you, it really is standard procedure for your safety and ours.
Damn, every chick here is smoking hot. It's making me a little uncomfortable. Grim, you're working right now. Just think about work. At that moment, Belle pops out of the cabin wearing only underwear. Quite skimpy underwear, naturally.
All done. Wonder how they like my outfit.
Holy, that's not helpful. Just a second, guys.
Jesus Christ, Belle. Don't you have something less provocative?
Voice is up.
I only wear stuff like this. It's really freeing!
Why do I feel embarrassed? At least I don't dress as slutty as she does.
Alright, Belle. Go back inside and get dressed. Obviously, she isn't hiding anything under that skimpy outfit.
What? Already?
Pretty, please?
Okay.
Giving her goods a decent jiggle, Belle prances back into her cabin. Wow, she definitely enjoys attention. I wonder if she's faking it. From the corner of your eye, you notice Eve looking at you.
Okay, they check out.
Same here.
Okay, thank you, ladies. You can put your clothes back on.
Better?
Belle appears again, clothed this time.
Not really, but it'll have to do.
No reaction. What is she, some kind of saint?
Usually the quiet ones are the biggest perv, which means she's... Huh? Yeah? Are we doing a bit?
We need to check their cabins next. I'll leave that to you. Take the girls with you and check their cabins. Confiscate any contraband you find. I hope you remember what we consider contraband.
Yeah, yeah. Phones, weapons, drugs, blah, blah, blah. Turning towards the girls, you consider whose cabin to inspect first. Okay, you two, follow me. Obediently, Naomi and Violet follow you inside.
So, who's the first victim?
Guess I'll start with Violet. Rummaging through her stuff, you find a lot of sports outfits, running shoes, and resistance bands. Nothing that could be considered contraband. Alright, you check out. She wants to strangle somebody with a resistance band. Violet smiles, appearing.
I already read the guidelines before arriving and prepared accordingly.
She can still strangle you with the,
Good job, little Miss Perfect.
Don't trust that resistance band.
Tell me, are you always this boring?
It's called being an adult. Something you'll always suck at.
Oh. I've done more adult stuff than you'll do in a lifetime.
Do I really need to scold you two adults for fighting again? A bit embarrassed, the girls blush a bit and look away. Anyway, moving on to Naomi.
Do your worst.
Going through her stuff, you find lots of expensive designer clothes, a bunch of makeup, and a phone. I'm sorry, but I'll have to confiscate your phone.
We can't have phones? Seriously?
How did you not read the guidelines?
Shut up, fatty.
I'm sorry, but rules are rules.
Come on! I'll die of boredom without it! How am I supposed to keep in touch with the outside world? Isn't socializing an important step in our rehabilitation process?
The whole point is not having contact with the outside world. And I don't think they consider texting as socializing.
Fucking boomers.
Naomi stands still for a second, trying to think of a way to keep her phone.
Say...
Closing the distance, Naomi leans in and starts whispering.
What would it take for you to give me my phone back, hmm? Just name it.
A favor might come in handy sooner or later.
Maybe I could even reward you later. I just need your phone number.
Unsure what to do? Pressing W on your keyboard will open an in-game walkthrough and selecting suggested pages will help you make a decision. Walkthrough explains how to access all the lewd scenes and where to find all collectibles.
Maybe I could even reward you later. I'll just need your phone number.
Taking her phone. I don't like her. You gently push Naomi away and take a step back. Very flattering, but I told you I'm seeing someone. Plus, as my boss, Eve can make my life way worse than you can make it better. Suddenly, Naomi's expression changes to despair, looking like she's about to have a breakdown. Just walk away. Okay, I'll let you come to terms with reality. As you move away from Naomi's bed, you notice a smirk on Violet's lips. Finally done with both girls, you go outside.
So, have you found anything?
Just Naomi's phone.
And Violet?
She checks out, except for the resistance bands.
Okay, check the other cabin.
I don't trust those. Yeah, I feel like an errand boy. Trying to ignore her attitude, you turn towards the two remaining girls. Belle and Stacy, let's go. Your cabin's next. The girls follow you towards their cabin. Let's see. Guess I'll check Belle first. Belle, can I check your stuff?
You can do anything you want. Anything.
Great, thanks. Looks like hitting on people is her modus operandi. You approach Belle's belongings. And begin looking for anything suspicious. She mostly had skimpy clothing and erotic underwear, an abundance of makeup, and... Is that... a dildo?
Oops, looks like you found my silicone friend. How embarrassing.
I'd say you're enjoying yourself. Well, it's not like your friend is a weapon. It technically isn't. Although, I've heard a few cases where it ended up being used as one. Lethal, at that. Plus, it's not on the contraband list, so if it's not on the contraband list, it's fine. If I take it, you'll probably get frustrated. So I guess you can keep it.
Oh, you're wonderful. I love how understanding you are.
Sliding closer to you, Belle puts her hand on your chest. You gently grab Belle's wrist and move it aside. Well, that's exactly why I let you keep your friend.
Oh, of course. Right.
All right then, Stacy, you're up.
Do what you must.
As you go through Stacy's stuff, you find several lighters, matches, batteries, wires, something that looks like kindling, and several books on the puncturing flame. Basic amount of clothing and minimal amount of makeup. Is this really your stuff? Guess I wouldn't take away someone's Bible. Shouldn't take away your books either. Even though religious cult texts seem a bit dangerous. The lighters, on the other hand, a big no-no.
And? Do you want to check it out?
No. You haven't got to report the lighters. You'll burn the place down. Not really. You have a lot of ways of lighting a fire. Woman, you're going to burn the whole damn place down. I'm afraid I'll have to confiscate all of them. Stacy's face suddenly wrinkles. She's obviously shocked by what she just heard.
No, you can't do this to us. How will I commune with the spirits if I can't light a fire? They wait for me.
Can you commune with them in some other way?
With chicken blood and pentagrams? Maybe sacrificing some virgins? Why can't I find any in this hellhole?
World? Whatever floats your boat or your soul, in your case, I guess.
Fuck you, you're not here to help. You're evil and wicked. Stacy, come on. It's just for a little while. I feel a little bad for her. He wasn't so strict with my friend. We'll figure out a way to talk to the spirits, okay?
Stacy is losing it, but Belle's words seem to calm her at least a little. She takes a deep breath and turns towards you.
If the spirits stop talking to me after this, I'll offer you as an apology.
I don't think she's fucking around.
Why don't you tell me about these spirits while he does what he has to, huh? What do you say?
Belle looks at you and winks. Lucky for you, she has your back. Wow, thanks for the save, Belle. Guess you're not as oblivious as you look. Stacy looks drained, even smaller than before. Her fiery temper diminishing. Quietly complains to Belle while you confiscate her items. Great, well, I got more work to do, so I'll be off. Opening the door for the girls like a true gentleman. The three of you head outside.
So, have you found anything?
Stacy's fire starter kit.
Excellent. Fire is the most dangerous tool a patient can have here. I'll sleep more soundly knowing she won't be starting fires with ease. Good work.
Yeah, did she really compliment me? With everything done, all the patients and staff gather around Eve.
Everyone, thank you for your cooperation. It's never pleasant to have someone invade your privacy like this, especially to take something away from you. But I promise, the end result will be worth it. Since you all just arrived, have the rest of the day off. Tomorrow we'll continue the journey of your recovery.
The girls show signs of mixed feelings, ranging from apathy and rage to gladness and even delirium. You aren't quite sure what to think or how to feel. Before Eve leaves, you approach her with a question in mind. Hey, if the patients are free, does this mean we're free too?
There's nothing to do right now, so sure. Waste the day away.
Lovely. Wanting to check the time, you take out your phone and turn it on. Once everything boots up, your phone goes haywire. Constantly buzzing and ringing. Jane, 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 what the hell? There are dozens of unanswered messages and calls. It's Jane, but why? A warning. Oh, another one. The first message is a video of Jane fingering herself, thinking of you, miss you, I wish they were your fingers. Jane, you kinky slut, you're only making it worse. I want to fuck you so bad. I do all this for you, bastard asshole, love you, base man pig, bastard man pig, what the hell? Next 20 or so messages, why aren't you writing anything? Don't you like me? Good lord. I did all this for you. Can't believe this. I don't need you. Just leave me alone. Wow, man pig? Please answer. I love you. How much of this is there? Too much! What happened? Since when was Jane like this? I haven't answered for half a day and this is the result? Talk about needy. I better fix this. You call Jane.
What do you want?
You.
Well, you can't have me. You don't deserve me.
Yeah, she's definitely pouting. Jane, babe, I don't get it. Why are you so upset if I don't answer? You know I'm working. I'm busy.
You couldn't at least say hello? That's called not giving a shit. Or, if you'd like me to put it more eloquently, you don't appreciate me at all.
Oh lord, here she goes. Come on, you know that's not true. Please, babe, hear me out.
You better have a good explanation for this.
I do, really. The moment you sent me your very sexy videos is the moment Eve busted into my room.
You serious?
Dead serious. I had to hide my boner in front of her. Do you know how embarrassing that was? And then the damn patients arrived, and I didn't get a moment of peace.
Sounds like a well-thought-out lie.
Jane.
I'm guessing she left your room at some point. Or did she help you out with your erection?
Jane, what the fuck?
So she did leave. Why not answer me when she left? You couldn't at least say, sorry, love to fuck you, gotta go?
I mean, I should have, but I got distracted with the embarrassing hard-on and all.
Yeah, it probably was pretty embarrassing. I don't know how you guys live with that thing.
We manage. So, does this mean we're good?
Yeah, we're good. Still, I expect you to give me attention whenever possible from now on. I missed you. And I'm still missing you.
Whenever possible, the key word there. I know. Miss you too. I'll make sure to call you often, okay?
Okay.
Maybe call for some phone sex?
That would be nice. I'm going down on you slowly.
I can't right now, but sure. I'll give you a call for that sometime.
So, what's going on there?
You said something about being busy.
Patients making problems?
Oh. Yeah, you could say so.
How many? What are they like?
There's 4 of them. They're all around our age.
So, same old story?
Actually, there seems to have been a situation.
And?
This year, all the patients are female for some reason.
What?
I was surprised too, but you don't have to make a fuss about it.
Make a fuss?
Uh-oh! Or burst my eardrum.
Asshole! At least now I know why you couldn't answer.
I bet they're all very sexy and broke. Easy pickings for you.
Jane, are you hearing yourself? I came here to work unwillingly, might I add. Not to cheat on you, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but ever since you saw them, your plans changed. You didn't even think to call me.
Jane, please stop being so paranoid. I'll hang up and turn the phone off for the rest of my stay here, I swear to God. Jane?
I'm sorry.
It's fine, Jane. Don't cry.
I just miss you a lot. I'm sorry I'm so jealous. It hurts that you're not with me. I can't stand it anymore.
We'll see each other very soon. We can survive this, okay?
Okay.
You know you're my everything, right?
I know. I shouldn't have doubted you.
Yeah?
Miss you.
I miss you too, babe. Get some rest. I have to go now. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye, handsome.
You end the call. That could have been worse. Guess I'm just lucky, or great with words. Still though, Jane's been on edge ever since she came back from that mental institution. Might have taken a larger toll on her than I thought. Or it might have taken a larger toll on her than I thought. Anyway, what should I do with the rest of my day? Oh no, go into the woods and whack off. It's probably not an option. Wonder if anyone's inside. I should knock. Gently, you knock on the door. Almost instantly, you hear a soft yet irritated voice.
Come in.
As you open the door and enter the cabin, from the corner of the room, Naomi pops up with a displeased expression on her face.
Oh, it's you again. Great, spares me the trouble of looking for him. I knew you couldn't resist for long before you came looking for me.
I'm actually checking up on everyone, making sure everyone's comfy or needs anything.
I'm hardly comfy and quite needy.
Oh, no. No, you don't.
But that can change very quickly now that you're here.
Naomi, you know I'm with someone. Not to mention I work here, remember?
So what? I had a boyfriend too, and it didn't work out in the end. He got so whiny after I slept with another guy. Ugh, unbearable.
Well, it's still working out for me. And I'd rather get... I said I'd rather be involved as little as possible with all of you nut jobs.
What a prude. Doesn't matter. Sooner or later, I'll break you. And it will be that much sweeter once I do.
On a more important note, what have you been up to? Did you get acclimated yet?
Never get acclimated to being at a place like this, especially not when it's this filthy.
Naomi brushes her finger on a nearby shelf, just gesticulating that it's dirty. Looks clean to me. What kind of luxurious conditions are you used to, woman?
I don't expect you to know what true cleanliness is. I guess I shouldn't expect better conditions either.
I understand, but we cleaned the cabins yesterday. It doesn't get much better than this.
I wouldn't mind watching you clean the cabin again. I'd get hot and bothered really fast if you did that.
I'm not sure if I'm flattered or unsettled. Probably a little bit of both.
A little both is better than nothing. Can you turn around? I want to change into something more comfortable. I have an idea.
I can leave if you want.
No, you can stay. Just no peeking, understood?
Yeah, yeah. Turn around, giving Naomi some privacy. This is making me feel awkward. Maybe I should start a conversation or something. So what happened with that ex of yours?
You really want to hear that boring old story?
Not like we have anything better to do.
Oh, I have a few ideas in mind what we can do.
I'm sure you do, but I'd rather just hear the story about your ex.
Fine, I'll tell you. Also, you can turn around now. Your resistance just makes this all more fun. His name was Noel. Beautiful name, I know. He was such a nice guy. You could really feel his affection. Something rarely any person's able to give or show.
Sounds like a swell guy. What happened?
Imagine having a birthday a few weeks before your second anniversary. The party was marvelous. Felt like I was on top of the world. We were all quite inebriated, and Noel told me to meet him in my bedroom. I got a bit distracted along the way and came at almost half an hour later.
Damn, I think I know where this is going.
Good. It'll be easier to process. Anyway, I entered the room feeling horny and ecstatic. Couldn't wait for him to fucking sell you.
She doesn't have a problem sharing personal stuff, obviously.
But he was already getting it on with my best friend. In my house, on my bed, on my fucking birthday!
Jesus, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Noel was a cheating piece of shit. I'm glad it happened when it did. Imagine if I got married to that asshole. Even worse, have his kids. Ugh.
When was this?
Oh, who knows? A year ago? Maybe more?
So it's still somewhat fresh? The wound, I mean.
Don't be so melodramatic. Just another ruined relationship like countless others. You can't get hung up on trivialities. I'd expect you to know things like that. Seeing how you're working in a rehabilitation camp,
I get it, and it sounds like it left a bitter taste in your mouth.
You think very little of me. Not sure how much I appreciate it. Oh, if only you knew.
Sorry, that came out wrong. Glad you're able to cope.
Thanks. You'll make my heart flutter. Maybe a little too much.
There's a moment between the two of you. A spark, or so you at least think.
Okay, that's enough for today, if you don't mind.
Sure, I overstayed my welcome anyway.
Visit me some other time, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Now get out. I actually want to clean this place. Since you're not going to.
Okay, I'll leave you to it. Okay, that was nerve-wracking. She definitely has more layers than I first thought. Jane was right, I am quick to judge. Maybe I should work on my flaws too. I mean, everyone else here is doing the same. Violet's doing exercises. Oh, that's the screenshot collection. I see. Deciding to check on her, you move closer. Hey, Violet. Can't stand still, huh?
Oh, hi. Sorry for not noticing you right away. I was kind of in the zone.
Sorry. That's okay. There's absolutely no reason to apologize.
Okay.
Anyway, I think you told me something about not being a pro athlete anymore. How come you're still training this much then?
I'm not sure. I always felt that stagnation wasn't much different than progression. I'm also hoping to compete again if I heal.
You mean once you heal?
yeah. Once I heal.
Have you considered easing up a little and taking a short break from daily exercises?
To be honest, no. It does hurt a little from time to time, but as my dad would say, pain is part of the job, Violet.
Sudden change in her voice caused you to burst out laughing. I'm loving the voice. Realizing how ridiculous she sounded, a blush appears on her cheeks.
It just came out, sorry. Seriously, Violet, do you always have to embarrass yourself?
Again, you need to stop apologizing all the time. It's completely fine.
Force of habit, I guess.
Who knows? Maybe learning to slow down and just chill might do you some good.
Just chill, huh? This is probably the first time someone told me that.
What else would I
even do? Play video games and eat pudding all day?
Oddly specific, but yeah, that's exactly the type of chilling I'm talking about.
Tried it. I just get anxious and feel like I'm wasting time. It doesn't take me long to get right back to at least doing some yoga or something. To distract myself from the anxiety.
I agree, you should do what makes you happy. Still, I also think people should give themselves a chance to try new things. Give yourself a chance to try and enjoy different things, you know?
If you really believe that... Oh god, am I really gonna ask? Would you try yoga with me? Like you said, give yourself a chance to try and enjoy different things.
Touché, she really turned that around on me. Alright, we're gonna end it right here for now. We'll see you back here next time with more Helping the Hotties. I'm out. I'm going to bed.